Hello, welcome to the Tuesday, July 22nd, 2014 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Jonathan Zitziarski today released an interesting paper about some hidden backdoors in iOS devices. These are services that appear to be running on all recent versions of iOS that would allow an attacker to gain access to the device. Apparently, these services were put in place in order to allow Apple or law enforcement to access the device if requested. And the way this would work is by law enforcement, for example, contacting Apple and asking them to provide access to the device. In part, the iOS platform has been pretty secure because it is tightly controlled by Apple, but that same control can then be used by Apple to subvert the device itself. Couple interesting things here from this paper, or this presentation better, is that first of all, the device is encrypted if it's turned off, but as soon as you turn on the device and enter your PIN once, then the device is decrypted and will not encrypt automatically unless you turn it off again. And then secondly, some of these features you can actually control using Apple's mobile management tool. This is a free accessory that you can download from Apple. I believe it only runs on OS X, but possibly there is a Windows version of it. And with that tool, you can then lock down the device so it's no longer possible for new devices to pair with your phone or iPad, which is necessary for these background daemons to work. Overall, interesting presentation. So if you're interested in iOS security, this is certainly a must read. There's also a paper that was published. However, that paper is only available for pay from the publisher of the journal. It was published it. And if you're interested in the security of point of sale system, there's an interesting blog published by HP. The author, Matt, bought one of these point of sale systems off eBay and then essentially just figured out how they work, what the vulnerabilities are, and he really didn't have to look that hard to find problems like, for example, insecure VNC installs that allowed easy remote control. Not only that, what he also found is that this particular point of sale system came with quite a bit of data from the prior owner, including employee social security numbers. Now, I have no idea why you would necessarily need this on a point of sale system. This was from a restaurant, so a typical hospitality kind of system. Very possible that, for example, that point of sale system is then also used to calculate tips or, for example, do some basic HR functions like, for example, calculate taxes and such for hourly employees, which may be why social security numbers were present on the system. Credit card data was not stored on this particular system. However, the credit card reader really just acted like a USB keyboard, so it was pretty easy to use a standard keylogger to then intercept data from scanned credit cards. And one of the special features of the SysScan conference in Beijing was a contest to hack a Tesla car. No big surprise here, it was quite successful, and someone apparently walked away with the $10,000 prize that was offered. In this case, the hacker was able to open the doors, open the sunroof of the car while the car was moving. What I don't really see in the very brief sort of press release here is whether or not the attack was accomplished wireless or wired. Tesla did not officially support this particular contest, however, is very open, of course, to receive any results and hopefully will fix the problems. And apparently a number of large websites are using a new browser fingerprinting technique. If cookies and the like don't work, canvas fingerprinting is a technique that's being used more and more. What this means is that the HTML5 feature to draw images on a canvas is used, and then, for example, different text is displayed on this canvas. Now, every system displays this text a little bit differently based on fonts that are installed and the like, and then this particular fingerprinting technique reads out the actual image pixel by pixel in order to create a fingerprint that's apparently pretty unique to a particular user. One of the companies using this particular technique is AdThis, and AdThis is used on a lot of different websites for social media integration. So essentially any website that uses AdThis is using this technique to track users. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.